Now, really excited about this next item because my guest is actually sitting opposite me and she's a fellow broadcaster here on CRY. So I got to get my P's and Q's just right. But we're going to be talking about the Thriving Teens program and what it means for young people. So without further delay, welcome to the program, Monica Murphy. Monica, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Darren. Thank you for having me. It's good to be on the other side of the table. Less nerves.
Does it look a little bit weird now to be over on that side rather than this side?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit, yeah. If you mess up now, I'll have to take over and I'll just have to jump over to that side. But I'm sure that won't happen.
Well, we'll try not. When I got this brief, Monica, about thriving teens, it sort of took me back to my own days when I was a teenager in secondary school. We were all aware of career guidance counsellors, mm-hmm. but... You know, when you were in fifth year, you were in sixth year, you hadn't a clue what you were going to do.
Yeah.
To say nothing about learning skills in speaking and listening and body language, even asking for help. They were alien to us.
Mm-hmm.
So you've now developed a program that you're going to be taking here to y'all and to other areas as well.
That's right.
So tell us about this program and how you feel it's going to impact positively on teenagers.
Yeah, so the Thriving Teens is a spin-off program from a course called the Savvy Teen Academy, which I've been running for the last 5 years. But that's kind of more, I suppose, we were being asked by companies to deliver a program to their employees, teenagers. And I just felt that there was a need for something more local and maybe more value-based for parents here in Youghal and Dungarvan and Clonmel and the various areas that were running it around the country. And you're right, I suppose, it does address some of the core concerns that teenagers would have. I suppose the very root of this, Darrell, goes back to the fact that in my day job, I design and deliver training courses for adults, for employees, we'll say. And we've had some great clients, but some people are just broken. Their dreams are gone. They wake up at 40, 50, 60 and they wonder what happened to the life I thought I was going to have. Where's the car, the house, the money, the holidays? Or it mightn't even be material things. It just might be I always wanted to be a poet or I always wanted to be a singer or, you know, this kind of regret of not having their dreams come true. And it's a very sad place for people to be. And really no amount of training in the world is going to solve that. So I started thinking, how can we get right back to when these decisions become really important, and that's around the ages of 15. And no matter what your social background is, and you know, I've worked with teenagers in Cork and we've done exercises where you look at what do you actually want your life to look like at 40. They've written that down on a page, and then on the other side of the page I get them to write out all the reasons that that those things won't happen. And some of the most common responses I get are my parents don't have enough money, I won't get into college, I won't get the points, you know, there's an alcoholic in my family, there's some sort of social challenge or social issue. So, you know, we're saying that this program is for everybody who harbours a secret dream of the life they want, regardless of where they're living, who they're living with, and to really help them to unlock how to make that come true for themselves. But it means, you know, doing your best at school. It means making the right choices now so that you don't become one of these adults who tries to live your life through your children, because that's what happens to a lot of people. They put their broken dreams on their children and they put an awful lot of pressure on them to be who the parents themselves wanted to be. So we're trying to encourage the teenagers to become the bosses of their own lives. And we've had some great feedback from this. I got a call from a parent about 6 months ago now, when the Leaving Cert results came out, and he was so thankful and enthusiastic because we had run this in UCC last year and his son had taken part. And he said when he came back, he was just a different young man. You know, he realized that he was hanging out with the wrong crew, that he wasn't doing as well as he could do in school. He knew he had more to give, but because if he was in the cool gang, it wasn't cool to study, it was cool to mess. So he continued to mess, even though he knew that his own future was slipping away from him. So when he came back from the program, he asked his dad if he could move schools. And he did that, and he said we couldn't believe that he would actually go to his room and study for his exams in the evening, that he got off his Xbox, that he literally got off his backside, I suppose, and started to make things happen for himself instead of always relying on his parents. And anyway, he rang me to tell me that he got his leaving cert results and he got enough points to do what he wanted to do, which was medicine. And he was absolutely thrilled. And they were a regular family living in a council house. No big, privileges that you'd say, well, you know, that life will work out for those people anyway. And that was my own background, Dara. You know, I grew up in a council house in Leitrim. There's not a huge amount of jobs in Leitrim. I was, my dad...
Not a whole amount of people in Leitrim.
Not
really,
a whole amount of people. My dad was a farmer and I wanted to be a writer. I wanted to, I wanted to own my own business. Nobody in my family or my dad's family had really owned their own business, even though farming is a type of entrepreneurial undertaking. But even, you know, it's difficult for teenagers to speak those words out loud because people might laugh at them or say, you know, what are you talking about? In terms of career guidance, I went down to Galway to do an interview for nursing. And the only reason I went down to Galway to do an interview for nursing was because my best friend wanted to be a nurse. And I said, you know what? That sounds good. We'll go together. And I mean, I would have made a shocking bad nurse. And but that was the kind of career guidance you got. Now, that's, you know, I don't want to be too hard on career guidance teachers. They have a lot to cover with the small amount of time that they have. So this program really looks at three key areas. The first day is all about life skills. It's about becoming aware of yourself. Are you an introvert? Are you an extrovert? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What's bothering you at school? What's bothering you at home? How can you have better relationships with your parents and your teachers? How can you identify your emotions? What sort of social anxieties do you have? Are you leaving the house enough? Do you have pals outside of your core group? Do you, you know, what are your relationships like with your friends? And how to have resilience, because no matter what our situation is, life is going to throw some curveballs at us. Be it that we, have a bad breakup with somebody, or we don't get the course we wanted, or, you know, we don't get the points we wanted, or we get ill. You know, it's going to just, the only fairness in life is that there's going to be some difficulty for everybody to deal with. But it's how you respond to that that really makes the difference about whether you'll thrive or whether you will, you know, really suffer. So the second day then is all about communication skills. And this is about, as you said, the body language, the disagreeing agreeably. You know, you don't have to really have a full on argument with somebody, how to disagree in a way that you can keep the relationship, how to listen properly to your teachers, how to really listen when you're struggling with a topic in school, you know, whatever your weakness might be, and how to understand and how to ask for help in a way that you will get it. We also focus on that day on consent and communication. And that's important to mention if anybody's listening, because this is new to the program for this year because of all the stuff that's gone on in the press about, you know, the high levels of sexual assault and unwanted and unwarranted behaviour in schools and in colleges, that we really felt that this was worth, you know, dusting off and bringing up to the, you know, even though it's some people would say it's embarrassing, but look, let's just put it out there and talk about it, you know. And then we talk on this at the end of that day about planning and managing your finances. So we go from consent and communication to finances. And finances is about, you know, how to get a summer job, how to put your CV out there, how to walk around the town and knock on doors until somebody takes you on. And then the third day is all about study and career skills. Now, I have, you know, a degree, I've got a master's and I've got a PhD. And I will say that the college is not for everybody. You know, I loved it and I could go back and do the three of them again. No problem. I absolutely loved it. But it's not for everybody, and that style of learning doesn't suit everybody. So we're going to cover things like apprenticeships, leaving school and starting your own business. You know, some of the biggest and best entrepreneurs didn't even leave school, you know. So how to kind of get rid of some of the fear there of, you know, oh God, I have to go to college, you know. So there are other avenues into your dreams, and study skills. And unfortunately, study is one of those kind of, you know, toll bridges to college. So how to enjoy study, how to make the best of your worst subjects, and then how to manage your time, because other people, you know, people have sports, they have, you know, they might be involved in a family business already, so they have to be very cute about how they manage their time. So those are the 3 days. We have a guest speaker on day two. Previous guest speakers have included people like Sinead Kane from here in Youghal, Terry Clune, who's chairman of Taxback, Entrepreneur of the Year 2009. So we try to mix it up between people from sport, business, and social entrepreneurs as well, people who do good things for other people in the world. And we have a welcome webinar for parents. And this is also new this year, where they will be invited. It's a 1 hour overview of what the program entails, because we want to be very clear with the parents of who we are and what we're going to be, you know, sharing with the teenagers. So we're not going to be, you know, because particularly with consent and communication. Some, it's for 15 to 18 year olds. And so some parents, you know, might have their own thoughts on whether that's too early or too late. But anyway, so we want to make sure the parents are clear that we are covering these areas, and also to help them, Dara, how to embed these skills when the program is over. So how to talk to your teenager and not belittle their dreams. And I don't say that, you know, I say that with respect to parents, but, you know, sometimes in the heat of family living, somebody says something and something can be dismissed as a kind of a daft notion or getting ideas above their station. And we certainly don't want to indulge people's kind of silly fantasies about what their lives are going to be like. But we want to get a healthy balance of, well, absolutely, you're capable of that. And let's look at the route to that. And what do you have to do? How do you have to discipline yourself, manage your time so that you can meet those milestones along the way? Because unfortunately, as we know as adults, and I'm sure your listeners know, you know, life ticks along pretty quickly after the age of 18. And if you miss a key year or a key decision, it can be really, really difficult to grab it back again. So we do kind of fun exercises and activities, like, you know, a day in my life in my 40s, and some really interesting stuff comes out of that. And just, you know, exercises around communication with teachers and parents and their online profile. And so, yeah, it's fun. It's not like school. We're not teachers, but we're very capable, you know, facilitators of learning. And it's really about how you as a teenager can make your dreams come true. And we have heard feedback from parents that, oh, I'd love my son or daughter to go on it, but I can't get them to go. And, you know, we have had that when we come in and they're kind of sitting there with their arms folded on the first day going, oh God, what's this all about? But everybody by the third day is like wanting to come back the next day, and they're, you know, delighted that they came and they've learned so much and they've made new friends. So that's what it's all about. And we're really excited to be bringing it to you all for the first time this Easter.
Fantastic. I must say that's one of the best interviews I've ever had to do, as I didn't even have to ask a question on either beginning. Listen, I'm kind of running out of time, Monica, but just to get the word out there, when is it on? Where is it taking place? And how can people get involved?
So it's at www.thrivingteens.ie is the website. You'll also find us on Facebook. And it's on from the 16th to the 18th. So 3 days this Easter, April, here in y'all in the Cumann na Díne Centre. So it's the 3 days, it's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the price includes all the materials, the online meet, the online webinar, and the snacks and lunch and everything for the day. So that's the entire lot is included. And we're also running it in Dungarvan the following week from the 24th to the 26th. So all the details are online.
Now, time is against me, but I will just say this. As somebody who went through life without making the right decisions or waited later in life, I get this. Mm. And what I would say to listeners, what are the two biggest fears that people ever have in life? One is going to the dentist. The other is the ability to stand up in front of a group of people and actually talk. Mm-hmm. And I conquered that fear through my training with Junior Chamber and traveling and all that. But an event like this, a program like this, can really empower young people to dream bold and dream big.
Yeah.
And go after their dream, because no dreams are impossible.
No, and the idea is be a dreamer and a doer. There's no point in dreaming and dreaming and dreaming and not doing anything, and then doing too much, and you're doing, but you're not doing it with any purpose. It's not really bringing you any happiness. So the whole point of this program is to enable teenagers to dream really great dreams and then get busy doing them.
Fantastic. Well, look, I'm sorry the time is against us, Monica, but thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Monica, you'll be back on air. When?
I'm back, I think Friday week.
Friday week with Mind Your Business.
Mind Your Own Business.
Mind Your Own Business, yeah. I remember asking her the first time, and she said, mind your own business.
I'll be talking about Thriving Teens again then.
Thrivingteens.ie is the website, and they're on Facebook as well. Monica, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Derek.
And best of luck with it.